This is one of the very first geometric proofs done by the ancient Greeks. And it's a proof in two-dimensional geometry. So we're actually going to be drawing with sound in this proof. So how are we going to create a kind of two-dimensional picture in sound? So we need two dimensions. And the two dimensions we're going to use are, the first dimension is panning from left to right. So you're going to hear lines drawn through your head, literally from one side of your head to the other. And the second dimension that we're going to use is the pitch, which is the frequency. So high is going to be at the top of the page and a low frequency note is going to be at the bottom. So this geometric proof starts with a circle. So let's hear the sound of a circle. So now we're back at the top of the circle. So you should have heard the circle being drawn from the top, anti-clockwise around to the left, hitting the bottom and then coming back up again to the top point. Now from this point, we're going to draw a triangle sitting inside the circle. So we're going to start at a point we'll call A, which is at the top of the circle. And our first line is going to be a diameter across the circle down to point B, at the bottom of the circle. Now the next bit of the triangle is out to the left. We're going to choose a random point on the left-hand side of the circle, which we'll call C, and we're going to draw a line from point A to point C, and then from point C down to point B. So what you're going to hear is the diameter drawn at the same time as the two short sides of the triangle from point A to C, then C to B. So now we're at point B at the bottom of our triangle. This theorem is all about what is the angle at point C. So we've chosen an arbitrary point on our circle to make this triangle. So maybe the angle is different according to different choices of that point C. But it turns out that the angle is independent of your choice. And the proof works out what that angle is. So the challenge here is if we move back to point C, what is the angle? And we're going to represent the angle by a particular sort of sound. Now, at first sight, that angle looks like, or sounds like, it could be absolutely anything. But the inspired move that the ancient Greeks made was to draw a new line into this picture. And this line goes from the point C, the random point that we've chosen on our circle, all the way through to the centre of the circle, which we're going to call O. So we should be sitting right in the middle of your head and the middle of the frequencies. This is the centre of the circle. And any line from the centre of the circle to the circle itself is, of course, a radius. And we've got quite a few of these lines now. We've got a line from O up to A, a line from O to C, and a line down from O to B. And these all have the same length. So we've actually got a lot of triangles now. We've got our big triangle that we've started with. But by drawing in this new line, we've now got two smaller triangles which piece together to make this larger triangle. So we're going to analyse the angles inside these two smaller triangles. So we're going to start by moving back up to point A at the top of our picture, and we're going to explore what the angle is at A. So you just heard the angle at A, but we've got one of these small triangles which consists of the triangle between A, C and O at the centre. And the interesting thing about this triangle is that two of the sides are equal. The length from C to O is the radius of the circle, which is the same as the length from O up to A. Now, this means that if you've got two equal lines as part of a triangle, two of the angles must also be equal. So the angle at A, which we've just heard, is actually the same as the angle made by A to C to O. So let's go back down to C and hear the angle at C, which is part of this triangle ACO. So what we're interested in is the angle from A to C to B. What we've just heard is the angle from A to C to the centre of the circle at O. So we've got a piece of the angle we're trying to work out, but now we need to work out the other piece. So this is the angle from O back to C and then down to B. So this is the angle we're going to hear now. Now, this angle is actually the same as the angle down at B. So this is the angle between C, B and O. Why? Because, again, we've got one of these triangles where two of the sides are equal in length. If you think about the length from C to O, that's a radius of the circle, as is the line from B to O. So because we've got two lines which are equal in length, we also know two angles are equal. So if we move back down to B, then the angle at B is actually the same as the angle we've just heard from O to C to B. So we've just heard four different angles. We've heard the angle at the top A, then we've heard the angle from A to C to O, the centre of the circle, and then the angle from O to C down to B, and then the angle at the point B. What we're going to do now is to add these four angles together. So these four angles actually add up to make the angles inside the larger triangle. But we know what the angles in a triangle add up to. They add up to 180 degrees. So if we actually now rearrange these angles, we can put them in an order that will actually hear the angle sweep out 180 degrees, which is essentially half a circle.
Whoa!
So these four angles add up to 180 degrees. But what were these four angles? We had the angle down at B, which was actually the same as the angle from B to C to O. So let's call both of those angles beta. So we've got beta plus beta. And then we've got two more angles. Remember, we've got the angle right at the top, which is at A. We'll call that one alpha. But we also worked out that that was the same as the angle from A to C to O. So actually, we've got beta plus alpha plus alpha comes to 180 degrees. So that's 2 beta plus 2 alpha is 180. Well, if we half that, then we've got beta plus alpha is equal to 90 degrees. But beta plus alpha is the angle at C. So now we've worked out that the angle at C is in fact an exact right angle, 90 degrees. So this is a proof constructed by a Greek mathematician called Thales, which shows that if I take a diameter across a circle and then form a triangle from some arbitrary point on the circle to this diameter, that the angle we always get is 90 degrees. So let's hear Thales' proof. We'll be right back.